two-year inspection cycle. This year, we're focusing on corrosion, leaks, OQ, and PIM. We're looking at 2 to 3 visits to each facility to facilitate getting the OQ and IMP done. We have some training to get done on OQ before we do those inspections. The inspection report formats will be the same as last year, where we have a cover letter and we have the summary deficiencies form, where there's 3 classifications of deficiencies, probable violations, warnings, and notices of concern. This year we're going to put a little more focus on the issue correction dates that are on the summary of deficiencies form. If you don't agree with the correction date that we have proposed, please email us or write us and propose an alternate date and explain your reason why, rather than just miss that deadline. Standard inspections we'll be working on before June, OQ after June, and we're doing a couple of IMPs in May, but most of the IMP inspections for the transmission companies will be in the fall. For the future, our plan is no more than 1 standard inspection visit per year, construction excluded. And an optional plan would be to do 1 standard inspection, a longer inspection every 2 years that covers all the code instead of splitting it up and doing half each year. Anyone have any input to that? Would you like longer inspection and do it all in one setting, which some states do, or do you like the doing it half and half? Any input on that? Okay, I think that's all I have. Stacy's up next, so she's going to talk about some of the...
Jason? Yeah? Is there any plans to change the inspection form? I went online last
week to the site, and it looks like PHMSA
has an actual different inspection form than the one you guys are using right now, or...
Yes, they do. Ours is adapted from the federal, and we have... That's okay for us to do that, but we are updating the forms and we may make some more major changes in the future years.
Okay, that's what I would. That would vary my opinion on it if I would felt it would be done every year and knowing what type of warning.
Right. Okay.
Did you get that? URL for